Clara Perry in the best form of her career. Will she be challenged? She may be challenged up on the top bend. Lauren Perry, she judges up for the judge. Perry, Lauren Perry, can she? She's going to be challenged in the front row. Perry on the inside, coming out of it as the actor up on the outside and getting up and following the party is Meg Marker.
And I caught up with the winner, Meg Marker, after a victory.
Well done, Meg. Congratulations. You're from Darwin originally in South Australia to here to Devonport. Have you heard much about Devonport before this year?
Yes, I've been coming down to the Christmas carnivals quite often. I missed last year because of COVID, but the years before I was always used to come down, especially as a junior.
As a junior, right, yeah. But this will be your biggest win in open company?
Yeah, definitely my biggest win. First time racing elites here in Devonport, so yeah.
You would have been dreaming about this for a long time, as you know. Obviously, you've had a bit of experience here before.
I've been growing up watching everyone race, and getting to race some of these ladies is pretty amazing. And just, they're so fast, so racing in great company. So it's pretty amazing.
What's been the difference for you this year, this season?
Joining Sassy, yep. Brett Aiken has really, the training's been really good, really tough, but it's brought me to where I am today. So, yeah, pretty thankful for that. Well, when I jumped on Lauren Perry's wheel, I could see that she was struggling a bit. She was breathing hard. Thought I might have a chance there, so I just kind of held on. Thought I nearly blew it when she kind of pulled away from me a bit at the end. But I kind of just gritted my teeth, and that's when I knew that I had it.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's now go to the call of the men's wheel race with the one and only Ian Maher.
Down the back straight for the last time. Where's the moves coming? There's no moves coming. These riders out in front are holding it nicely. Luke Papp is about to be coming, is he? Yes, on the inside is Luke Papp. On the outside, coming out strongly though. It's going to be the rider. I think you'll find him just standing. Yeah! Oh, no, it's not. It's the sprinter from West Australia, Matthew Richardson, ladies and gentlemen.
And a good ride to the winner there. In fact, it wasn't Matthew Richardson, as called by Ian Maher. The winner was, in fact, Tom Cornish, and I caught up with him after his win.
It's such an honour. I've heard so much about all these races from everyone over the past years, and to actually be here and to be wearing the sash and to be experiencing it, it's definitely something special. Yeah, I've never actually been down here to race these before, so it's been really fun to come down here and give it a go. Yeah, like I said, I've heard so much about it from everyone over the past years, and I thought I can't go another year missing out, so I thought I'd come down here and see how it goes.
Have you done much handicap racing before?
Yeah, I've raced in New South Wales quite a bit over the past couple of years, so we do something similar up there, but it doesn't compare to what they have down here. It was sort of my plan from the start to jump on the back and see if I could survive until the end. And I just had the legs to go, and all the boys did such a good job to work to get through the rest of the bunch and just get me in a spot where I could bring it home. And everything worked well and came into place. So
Mac Marcus caught the bunch with a lap to go. So then you thought, with your sprinting experience, you're a bit of a show here.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew if I had a little bit left in the tank, I could definitely bring it home. But Plappy was just so strong on the last lap, and he almost held it off. But it really did just come down to the line. Yeah, I was sort of starting to question it a bit with the couple laps to go. I was really starting to burn, and I wasn't sure if I was going to make it. But I just managed to hold in there, and it was good.
Well done, Tom. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's go now to the call of the men's mile with Olympian Stuart McSwain starting off the back mark on scratch. He didn't quite get there. The win in the end went to Gus Tomlinson-Smith, who's from Hobart, lives in Launceston and is trained by Mike Gunson in Devonport, if you can believe that.
Aaron Harvey's hit the front. Tyler Innes is sitting in the second place. Johnny Armistead's found a second lease of life, the triathlete. So it's Aaron Harvey in front. Johnny Armistead, the danger, and here comes, I think that's Andrew Phillips from Launceston. They're coming from everywhere, and look at Gus Tomlinson-Smith explode. We're going at the cricket club rooms. Aaron Harvey in front, Johnny Armistead takes the lead. The local Devonport boy, Stuart McSwain can't do it this year, ladies and gentlemen. We'll go back to the front and look at Gus Tomlinson-Smith go past Phillips, go up to Jonty Armistead, challenge him on the outside. Armistead fighting back. Gus Tomlinson-Smith, Jonty Armistead, Gus Tomlinson-Smith, Gus Tomlinson-Smith going to win the C-Rate Mile. Fantastic run, Jonty Armistead, Sam Clifford, what a performance. Stuart McSwain's caught so many of them, ladies and gentlemen, as he goes through the line.
Let's hear now from the winner, Gus Tomlinson-Smith, talking about what was going through his mind with a lap to go.
Definitely coming up with 500 to go, that's really when I try to switch on. Because 1,500 metres is not really my pet event, so I just try to shut off for the first kilometre and come home strong.
Gus, congratulations. You're not a local runner, but you're trained by a local coach, yeah. So I guess it's important to win in Devonport for you, is it?
Yeah, it's great to get my first carnival win in Devonport and love the Gunners Runners crew, so it's good to have those guys here as well.
And you had one of your teammates, Jonty Armistead, neck and neck going to the line, and you're able to hold him off. Did you say anything as you went past?
Well, I thought he had me the last 100 because he felt like it was about a kick, but I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, slow down, please. I've been running for probably 10 years now. Had the great Aaron Humphrey as my old PE teacher, so he got me into... Thank him for getting me started, I reckon.
You say the 1,500 metres isn't your pet event. What is?
800. Yeah. A bit too many laps for the 15, but I think I'm starting to like it a little bit more now. So it's pretty cool to race someone like Stewie. You know, you see him on TV, you see him on YouTube racing with the big dogs, and he is one of the big dogs, so it's just great. It's a privilege to run against someone this quick. It's really good fun.
Let's now hear Grant Penny's call of the women's 400-metre Devonport gift, won by Morgan Gaffney, a local from Devonport. She's won four Bernie gifts, and this is her second Devonport gift. Has to be one of the most successful Tasmanian runners of the modern era, and it was a fantastic win.
And Lucy Carter from Hobart will lead this field away from Montana Brewston, who run in the black there as she's tried to get on the level terms. Jeez, Carter's out at a quick tempo here in the early stages of the Women's Gift Final of 2021. Eiffel in the pink going on nicely. The green there moving well, and that is Laura McShane. She's probably the best looking runner in the heat, as she looked to be a likely winner. But look at Morgan Gaffney, her training partner, the state 100 metre champion, the four-time Bernie Gift winner, is in hot pursuit of Laura McShane. It's still Lucy Carter though out in front. She's holding that front mark nicely at the moment. The challenge will come from Laura McShane. And look at Morgan Gaffney slipping into overdrive. Morgan Gaffney hits the front and Morgan Gaffney goes for home. Here comes Keisha Presciak, the defending champion. But Morgan Gaffney is going to win this. Look, now Keisha Presciak throwing everything out of it. Gaffney's done it again. Run the Devonport gift. Keisha Presciak second, probably Amy Petter. I think it's Maps got up for third.
And let's hear now from a very happy Morgan Gaffney after a big win in the Devonport Women's Gift over 400 metres.
It was a really good race. I felt really good in it. I felt really good before the race. I wasn't too sure because my training partner, Laura, had come in with a quicker time, and she's a really, really good athlete. So I was a bit concerned about Laura, as I should be because she's so good. I felt really good going into that.
Morgan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Bernie Gift wins.
As
a Bernie girl, you moved to Devonport.
Yeah.
Now you've won two Devonport gifts. You keep getting these hometown results.
Yeah, I do. It's a credit to my coach for being able to train me over all the distances. I felt really good tonight. I felt really good out there. So I just thought, why not? I'll give it my best crack. And yeah. Obviously, it played off for me.
Well, how hard is it compared to a straight, 120 metres in a straight for a gift and then 400 metres in a circle?
It's just different. It's a different system. It's you don't have time to think in a 120, and I'm a lot more comfortable over that distance, so it's a lot less daunting for me. The 400, you have a lot of time to think, so you have a lot of time to feel that lactic and feel that pain. Whereas you sort of don't really feel it until the end of a 120. So I didn't really have any expectations for tonight. I just wanted to come out and execute my race how I wanted to, and I did that. So, yeah, it was really good.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What an absolute champion she is, Morgan Gaffney, and always very humble as well. We love to see that in our sporting stars, don't we? And let's go now to the final call, the 400 metres Devonport Men's Gift, won by 19-year-old Tom Perry from Melbourne in a very respectable time of 45.86 seconds.
So the grey of Logan Chain James off to a pretty good start. His stable mate in Adam French in the black will go out after him. Here comes the pick. He went like lightning in the heats, and that is the runner in Michael Dynan, and going with him and about to run up alongside him is the runner in green of Tom Perry. So it's Dynan and Perry boxing it out at the front there. The rest of them are trying everything they can to get on level terms. It looks like a match race in two here. The yellow of Max O'Donnell started to make his run along with the blue of Seb Hathaway. The back markers look completely out of it. Tom Perry in the news who hits the lead. Michael Dynan the pink trying to get on level terms. Here comes Adam French on the outside, the front marker. Perry it is, he's trying to get the staggers. Tom Perry in front, here comes O'Donnell in the yellow. Perry it is, he's boxing in, trying to hang on. It's going to be Tom Perry. Puts the hand up, takes the victory from Adam French. The others are very close up.
Yes, a gutsy win there from Tom Perry. Adam French unlucky not to get the win after taking out the Rosebery Gift a week or so ago. Had to settle for second on Wednesday night. Let's hear now from the winner, Tom Perry.
This is incredible. You know, having one can at the start of this year, and we set a goal that we want to win another big 400, and we highlight this race as my coach has never won it, and oh my god, it feels so good. I had to dig deep to win that, and I'm over the moon right now. I didn't think I was capable of that, so this is awesome.
Tom, congratulations. Adam Perry really pushed you at the end there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Well, I thought I'd won, if I'm going to be honest, with about 70 to go, and then I just saw him storming in the shadow, and I was like, thank goodness I was under lights, otherwise we wouldn't saw him. And yeah, I just had to grit my teeth, and I'm sorry. Oh, I can't believe it, this is awesome. So I won the Camden 400 in South Australia, part of the Big Four, so Camden, Devonport, obviously Stall, and then Bendigo. And so I've won two of them now, and this is, I still go, oh, this is awesome, sorry.
Is 400 your preferred distance? Yeah,
yeah, so we highlighted that pretty early on at the start of the year. We tried the sprints and we're like probably stronger at the four. So we've been really attacking this for the couple of, probably 6 months really. I couldn't believe it. Like coming from Victoria, you know, you fly down and I was so worried about getting out of my heat. And, you know, it's just for it to pay off and actually believe in myself now, I'm just, oh, it's no better feeling. I can't even describe it. It's just so, what's the word? Joy. Just joy. I'm really happy. The greatest feeling in the world, honestly. Yeah.
Well done, congratulations, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you.